This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? Missing Scott Hennon, and yet not missing Scott Hennon. And he's not missing us. Because he's off in Norway. Be gone for another week yet. And boy, is he going to have stories when he gets back. What's on your mind today? 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com or text me at 701-226-8503. Of course, if you text, then you won't be the Delta Constructors One Call Does It All call of the day. You wouldn't want that to happen, would you? Plus, we just love hearing from you. Turnkey wall sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries, electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation, temporary flaring services, E&I services, electrical instrumentation services. Call Eric today. One call does it all. Delta Constructors, 406-250-8151, 406-250-8151, or online, deltaconstructors.net. I'm Todd Mitchell. And my good friend, I can still say that, right, Gary? Gary Amenith is here.
You absolutely can. The only thing is, I didn't bring you those margaritas you wanted yesterday.
No, but we did get you a better transportation yesterday and today than you had when you were filling in back in December after Christmas, driving an open-air ATV Comfort all the way from Lincoln, North Dakota,
into
the Keyfire Studios back then. Only 5 miles, but, you know, and only, what, how much below zero was it that day? Or maybe it wasn't below zero, but it certainly must have felt that way.
It was about 20, 30 below wind chill, and then my son was riding with me on the four-wheeler, and then a train, of course, out by Lincoln. You always have to have that train.
Oh, that's right. You had to stop for a train,
too. So I stopped for a train, and I didn't put any snowsuit on or anything, so I just had blue jeans on. And, I mean, I was froze before. Anyway, it was.
I guess the question is, what did our forefathers get around in? Because, obviously, you know, the old wagons and buggies and all that didn't have heat in them.
Well, they
had to get around a little bit. I mean, yeah, they didn't. They weren't as mobile a society as we are today, but
no.
Still.
But, hey, I have in studio with me Renee Mitchell from Fargo. Renee, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Renee's going to be co-hosting with us today, Todd. So it'll be a good, interesting day to talk about all these libertarian things and limited government. But Renee's a Williston girl. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
So you've spent a lot of time in the Bakken, so we're going to talk about the Bakken. So all of you out in the Bakken, you've probably seen Renee's pictures gracing. What magazine you're on the cover of your photos are?
The Bakken Oil Business Journal.
Bakken Oil Business Journal. And what's your website?
It's reneemitchell.com, R-E-N-A-E, Mitchell.com.
So we're going to talk a little bit about some of her photography. So if you happen to be near a computer, you're going to want to go look at her pictures, and we're going to talk a little bit about that at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be having Marty Risky join us in a few minutes here or a few seconds. But before we do, Todd, did you know that today is National Take Your Dog to Work Day?
I saw one of the Fargo TV stations kind of did that. You know, I did that a couple of years. The problem I would have is we'd be quietly doing the show, and then somebody would poke their head in, and all of a sudden,
so you have a dog?
Two. Got a Maltese and a Puggle.
What's their name?
It's Gatsby and Pugsley. I'm sure you can figure out which one Pugsley is, given the breed.
That's always you can always kind of understand people when you get to know the names of their dog. About you, Renee, do you have dogs or cats or either?
No.
So my wife and I are taking care of our granddaughter in Grand Forks, and so this morning I go out and get coffee for my wife, and they have four cats, two dogs. My son's a dog person. My daughter-in-law is a cat person. So cat jumps on the counter and kitchen table while we're having a cup of coffee, just ready to go out the door to come down to Fargo. And I swooshed a cat away because I'm not a cat lover. I don't like cats. I have so listeners out there. If you're a cat or a dog lover, I'd like to know which one you are and if you got one. You know, the other thing is, I'll come back to that. But anyway, that I hit my coffee, which is full, all over my lap. Everything soaking wet. I burned myself. And but anyway, at the end of the day, I go, I know I hate those cats. They're on the counter. They're on the table. You never know what they're going to be.
I grew up on a farm, so cats belong in the barn.
Amen. I'm with you on that, 100%. Even dogs be outside, Todd. But your dogs will probably run around the house and run the show, right? Todd? Hello?
Multitasking.
You're multitasking. I'm not in studio with you, so I shouldn't be pointing.
Anyway. Yeah, I was going to say, if you're in the studio with me, you can always throw stuff in my head. Hi, Gary. What?
You're working at a K-Fire Cafe stuff for this afternoon, probably. So.
Well, no, because that's going to be an easy one because I'm over at Captain Jack's. You know, we got that big McQuaid softball tournament weekend.
That's right.
So I figured, well, if I got to the closest place by the diamonds through which you might stock your cooler, I'd be in a really good spot of getting people to talk to about the tournament and stuff. So I'm not having to prepare that. That's going to prepare itself come 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, but you're going to be – better get your winter park out. It's going to be cold.
I know they talked about, hey, let's do a show outside. Well, given the wind – maybe not.
So we're gonna we have Marty Riske on the phone with us, and Marty is a former candidate for governor 2016. I met Marty Renee. I think you introduced me to Marty when I came to Fargo when I was party chairman. Marty is involved in Libertarian Party and Libertarian issues, and so why don't you introduce Marty for our guest and let us know who Marty is, Renee. Well,
Marty is a dear, dear friend of mine. I met him while working on the Ron Paul campaign back in 2008, and he is definitely one of my mentors and will never shy away from telling you what's on his mind, and I respect that, and I agree with most everything that he has to say, and him and his wife are a treasure to have in my life, and I'm thankful to have him on this morning.
So, Marty, welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning.
So, Marty, tell our listeners a little about yourself. You know, you ran for governor this last time, I understand, and I saw that you made a decent showing that Libertarians had candidates running statewide. Are you currently the Libertarian Party chairman, or what? Do you hold a position with that?
I do. I'm the state chair currently, and yes, we did fill the ballot last year. 2016, for the first time, we're really excited about that. The Democrats did not fill their card, so that shows you the resurgent strength of people who are looking at limited government because government has not done very well by us. And, you know, when we start to think about politicians who are mostly just good at getting reelected and collecting campaign contributions, running pension funds and other complicated financial schemes, people start to think maybe the ethical industries are better at running things than politicians.
So, Marty, tell our listeners a little about yourself. Are you from Fargo and, you know, what you do for a living on a day-in and day-out basis?
Okay. I moved to Fargo in 1974 to open a second waterbed store called The Walrus. We ended up being in all of the major cities of North Dakota, Dickinson and Williston included. And we sold to Home Furniture, which is still based in Fargo, in 1984. Then I started a chain of video stores and hair salons. Video lasted about 25 years, and I'm totally out of that now, sold out all the properties. And I have 6 hair salons in Fargo-Moorhead and a cell phone repair store called Gadget Garage.
Wow, you're quite an entrepreneur. So that probably lends itself towards your libertarian of government being involved with your day-to-day business, telling you how to run things, I imagine, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of regulation involved with business, especially in the hair business. You know, the students first have to go to 18 months of school to get a license and start to cut hair. We actually retrain all of the cosmetologists that graduate and come to work for us because we have an entirely different method that's very successful with customers. And, of course, the answer to that regulation is apprenticeship, which we would be happy to provide for all of our people. So, you know, the regulations are there. When you start out, the regulations are very onerous because there's a lot of paperwork and you have to do a lot of, jump through a lot of hoops. But when you get six hair salons, then regulations are actually helpful because it keeps people out of your business. And, you know, I'm ready to compete with anybody. So I don't really need that protection, but typically that's how regulation does work, is it protects certain interests.
So Marty, when we're going to be going to the break here shortly, when we come back, and we might keep you past the bottom of the hour if you got a few minutes, because I got off on my National Dog Day thing. But I would like to have you explain to our listeners, what does the Libertarian Party stand for, and why you're involved in the Libertarian Party? And frankly, what is the future of the Libertarian Party? Because they definitely are making a show in North Dakota. So stay tuned. This is Gary Emmett with Renee Mitchell. What's in your mind?
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wildrose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
What happened? The question we asked in another of our series of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest episodes. Today's guest, Maxine Hearn, a public information officer with Morton County. Maxine, tell us.
Social media made this happen. The scary thing was the amount of lies that could be posted on social media and go viral, and then trying to, as public information officers, to deal with that. That slick propaganda could be circulating, and we still have to pull the end of the facts, because that's the standard we do business. So I get pretty offended when I hear people say that the state or law enforcement was spinning a story. I just shake my head, because we simply don't work that way. We work long hours to ensure we disseminated the facts. And, you know, when you're dealing with a group that prefers to work with an emotion or, you know, knee-jerk reactions and half-truths, it's a real challenge. And we didn't stray from professionalism. It's law enforcement model that beautifully, and that's what emanated throughout the entire protest response team.
That's Maxine Herr, public information officer with Morton County. Another episode of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest is in the books. Keep listening for more right here.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? Here's an opportunity. Actually, a few of them. Polar Service Center. In Kildare, they're looking for a certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack, diesel mechanic. Polar Service Center Williston, North Dakota is looking for certified welders. Tanker or trailer experience required. Competitive pay, superior benefits, medical, dental, prescription insurance. disability and life insurance, paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, paid dependent on experience and ability. Maria can tell you more. Polar Service Center, 612-214-8781, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria, Polar Service Center. 21 after. I'm Todd Mitchell, and in for Scott Hennen, it's Gary Amenith on What's on Your Mind.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Gary Amenith here with Renee Mitchell in studio. Renee, we've been talking to Marty Riskey here in Fargo, and I know you're, are you really more libertarian than Republican, or would you say?
That's a long story, Gary. Okay. I tried to be a good Republican, and they made it really hard for me, so I switch teams.
You switch teams. Okay. So, Marty, you're the Libertarian state chairman. Our listeners out I sometimes get a little confused on the difference, and because I try to recruit the Libertarians and say, hey, you need to be involved in the Republican Party. But, I mean, they could really go both ways, couldn't they?
Well, in some respects, possibly, and same could be said for the Democrats, I suppose, in certain aspects. But you know, the main difference is that the core philosophy of the Libertarian Party is non-aggression. And so what that means is that the society shifts to persuasion rather than force. And like Lord Acton said, the Acton organization, you cannot have liberty without virtue. And so virtue is a voluntary thing. So, for example, if I see that my neighbor is in need and I respond, that neighbor might say thank you. And gratitude is a virtue. And I would say you're welcome. That's my generosity being expressed. That's a virtue. So when we engage in each other with each other personally, and we use persuasion to convince someone to do something the way that we would like them to do it, that's one thing. To force people to do something because a collection of politicians create laws that make them do that, that's force. And force cannot be virtuous because it's forced. So to move toward a virtuous society is to move toward a libertarian society.
Marty, would you say that Ron Paul epitomizes what the Libertarian Party is about? Has he been pretty solid on all those issues?
I think he's been very solid, yeah. He's one of the premier exponents of libertarianism. There's several others out there, too. Tom Woods is on with every day with a half hour on podcast. I listen to him quite a bit, and I think a lot of libertarians lean on Tom Woods for libertarian thinking. It's actually becomes quite simple once someone brings virtue into their lives and starts to think in terms of mercy, compassion, kindness, love, peace. You know, when people start to say those words and start to bring that into themselves, then it becomes very easy to determine whether this is a forceful situation or am I being persuaded to do this, but I'm free not to do it if I decide that I am not persuaded. That's a different, when you have choices, that's libertarian. When there is no choice, that is not libertarian.
So when you see the evangelical who become a big base of Republicans, I would say they would agree with everything you just said. But do you feel like when and that's where a category I'd fall into, would you say that when they begin to legislate and impose that on through laws and regulations, that's when it's a problem, and libertarians would tend to say stay out of that?
Well, I'm trying to decide, you know, trying to pick here. So maybe Renee can help me some with this, but you know, for example, on the Republican side, we might run into cases where certain people, well, I'll tell you, right now, the most prominent piece right now that I would say the Republicans are in favor of, that the Libertarians are not in favor of, is prohibition. Would you say that's accurate, Gary?
Yeah, I would say so. And the other thing, with my libertarian friends, like sometimes we talked about legalization of marijuana. You know, in other words, the government needs to stay out of everything unless it's very, very. I think you sometimes you better strict constitutionalist. You know what I mean? Is what I think libertarians have done a better job with that. Republicans will always say that, but I think we tend to encroach sometimes, impose some of our values. And I think libertarians do a better job of letting it be the individual's choice. And I sometimes think Christians tend to like to put bumpers around things to keep people in the pen, if you will. Libertarians are saying, hey, listen, if the gate's open and they want to go out, let them go, you know?
And that resides with self-responsibility. But, you know, mm-hmm. getting back to another major difference, when we talk about the Constitution, the libertarians lean on the Constitution heavily because that hopefully will provide some protection against abuse by government. However, a lot of that has been taken away from us, and we can get into that in a minute. But, you know, when you think about the wars that we're currently engaged in, we are bombing seven countries. We have not obeyed our own supreme law of the land, which is that Congress shall formally declare war. We have not had a declaration of war since World War II, and the results have been miserable. We still have thousands of men on the border in Korea protecting a country whose economy absolutely dwarfs North Korea. I mean, if South Korea wanted to, they could ameliorate North Korea in a New York second. They just have virtually very little resources to even count on in North Korea. So we're still there. We still have a major base in Germany. Germany's perfectly capable of taking care of itself. You know, we have 1,000 bases around the world. And when you think about the pollution that a military base brings to a ground, the heavy metals, the uranium, the radioactivity, fuel, jet fuels, and all these things. So, you know, the libertarians would not be engaged in that, first of all, because we have the non-aggression principle. But if we do have to defend ourselves, we would take it to Congress and say, please declare war. We want to defend ourselves, and we'd go through the process. It does a trigger on a nuclear red button mean that we can no longer formally declare war because things happen too fast? Well, nothing has happened too fast since we stopped declaring wars. Our government made the decision to move in, and we did not enforce the Constitution. And when the founders of the Libertarian Party saw that happen, along with the separation of gold from our currency, in 1972, two men started the Libertarian Party in Denver, Colorado, and it's grown to what it is today.
When we come back, we're going to keep Marty on past the break, and we're going to talk about the future of the Libertarian Party. This is Gary Emmett in studio with Renee Mitchell. Stay tuned. You're listening to What's in Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The best of the West is waiting. Think back to Judge Smales and Caddyshack. We're waiting. It's already there. Watford City in beautiful McKenzie County waiting for you. Lots of summer left. How about planning a couple of days to see the wonderful and incredible growth of Watford City? Great places to see. Great places to be. Great places to just take in the wonderful sights. The North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park is a must-see. Of course, there's great places to stay, too, like the Teddy's Presidential Suites, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, fantastic stay, Mainstay Suites, and so much more. Use the promo code BEST OF THE WEST and get a 10% saving off your best price. 10% off your best price. Best of the West. Plus, get a coupon book loaded with all kinds of things, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Riders Center. Call the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Tell them Scott Hennin sent you all the way from Norway, as a matter of fact, and we'll see you in Watford City. 33 after, or 27 before, whichever way you want to look at it. I'm Todd Mitchell, and filling in for Scott Hennin on What's in Your Mind. Here is Gary Hamineth.
Welcome back to What's in Your Mind, in studio with Renee Mitchell here in Fargo. Talking to Marty Riske, chairman of the Libertarian Party, and also former Libertarian governor candidate. So, Marty, I got a question for you. You know, you're as chairman of the Libertarian Party, what is the future of the Libertarian Party? I've looked at the numbers from the 2016 election. You guys had candidates pretty much up and down the ballot, and the Democrats didn't fill the slate as much. And I've kind of wondered if, while I've wanted the Libertarians to be in the Republican Party personally, I think that's where they belong, but I've just wondered if you guys wouldn't be better off to go take the Democrat Party over, because they're not really using it anyway, right? So, you know, they got a base of voters. I noticed, like, in the auditor's race, Josh Gallion, there was not a Democrat running against Josh as the Republican, and you guys got 22% of the vote. But the threshold of Libertarian and the Democrats barely got above 30% in any statewide race. So how do you take a party that's getting 4, 5, 6% and become relevant?
Well, I think the number one thing that I've learned in the various committees and boards that I've served on is that it's a bad scene when there's only 2 or 4 or 6, because even numbers create deadlock. And all of the committees that I have ever assigned, I've always made sure it's 3, 5, or 9. You know, Supreme Court is 9. Because you do have deadlock situations where, you need somebody to tip it one way or the other, because as I found out being an entrepreneur, it is better to make a decision than not to make a decision. And when you don't make a decision, then there's no movement. If you make the wrong decision, let's say that it's a 5-4 split and you make the wrong decision, then you learn that the decision was wrong and you can reverse what you did. But when you make no decision and there's no forward progress, everything gets stuck. And I think that's where especially Congress and D.C. is terrible with that. Although they do get along, and North Dakota politicians get along too, when it's expedient. So, for example, you see Heidi Heitkamp out there getting along just fine with Trump. But, I think 4 and 5% is a good toehold. Will society ever get to the point where the society actually allows people to make their own decisions and suffer benefit from the decisions that they've made in the future? That remains to be seen. But my saying is that the mark of a civilized society is one that does not employ force to get its people to do the right thing.
So, Marty, will you guys have a full slate of candidates? Are you out recruiting somebody to run statewide? Will you take the same people and run them again to kind of build some name ID? I mean, how do you become a force where, because it takes money to win elections, right? What's your strategy that you could share? Because obviously somebody's sitting out there driving a tractor or truck out in the Bakken and thinking, you know, I should run for office. And they're going to have to make a decision. Am I Democrat, Republican, or Libertarian? And you've articulated, you know, what libertarians believe, but how does someone make that decision? And, you know, who wants to run and get 4% and lose, right?
That is a difficult thing. And, you know, when underdogs always face that situation. But all I can do is go by the progress that the libertarians have made over the past 4 decades. There was a time when it was a philosophy only. We just didn't even run any candidates in North Dakota for a long time because so few people even knew what libertarianism was. Now that it's starting to come to the forefront, and I give a lot of credit to Ron Paul for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
He really put it on the map. And now that it's more generally known, people are starting to take notice and come. And that's how we did fill that card, is that finally, we have enough people involved in libertarian politics to actually fill the slate. It's going to be a challenge to do that again, and we are looking for fresh people. And what we're really looking for is we're looking for district people. We filled the state slot for the state, all the state offices, and a lot of that is the effort is put there because the other thing that's set against a new party like the Libertarian Party is that we have to meet certain vote getter thresholds in order to stay a capital L on the ballot. So if we don't get a certain percentage, we lose that and we become independent candidates instead of Libertarian Party candidates. So, you know, the deck is definitely stacked against us. There's no question about that.
I think that
a lot of people are moving away from the two major parties for one simple reason, and that is, the fruit is so terrible. The fruit of their efforts is not healthy for families. We have, for example, one thing I discovered when I ran for governor is that our pension plans are underwater by over $2 billion. And I think they funded it for like a few thousand dollars while we were booming. And of course, we can't fund it at all now. We don't have the money. So that's going to be terrible for families going forward. And every state is in that same condition because politicians make promises to the voters, get voted in, and then can't keep the promises. They can't finance what they've promised they're going to provide. So people are catching on to this and they're going, hey, wait a second. The two parties that represent us now are failing us. And that's why the libertarians are gaining in popularity right now, because they see that politics is not working for us.
Well, you do see the numbers of people claiming to be independents growing, and party affiliation is dropping. And the phenomenon of Donald Trump reaching out to the maybe that independent voter has made a big difference. And so you probably need people like Renee Mitchell. You need to recruit on your candidate to run for office on the Libertarian
now,
side.
Maybe, an idea.
I would say Republican, but Renee, maybe that's what you need to be thinking about, picking that office. You're a girl from the West. And
well, honestly, the thing that led me to the Libertarian Party is there's really not a lot of difference between Republicans and Democrats. You look in North Dakota, and the Republican Party has shifted so far to the left, it's pushed the Democratic Party into non-existence. We love to spend in this state, and that's an issue with me, as I'm a fiscal conservative. And where does a fiscal conservative fit within the Republican Party? Because nobody at any level, whether it's local here in Fargo or in Bismarck or in D.C., has an appetite to address it, and that frustrates me.
And you really do see the spending that's grown. I mean, it's been tough, and I mean, when I kind of joke about the Democrats not using their party, it's really a lot of people are running as Republicans so they can win.
Right.
Never used to be that way 20 years ago, but they get the Bismarck and you go, that's not what I believe, you know, and so you see that happening, really. That's really, really true about that. Marty, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate you taking time. I know you got to pick up a granddaughter or grandson. I know you said you had to go, so we appreciate you taking time. And good luck with your cause out there pushing liberty and freedom, because there's never enough of that going on.
You know, thank you very much. And by the way, if you could recruit Renee to run for office in my absence, please go ahead and do that.
So we'll try to find out what that office he should be running for here, because there are some things up, like Secretary of State
good.
This time around.
Talk to you guys later.
Okay, thanks, Marty. Thanks for joining us.
Bye, Marty.
So if you got any questions, we're going to take some calls here, if you will, at area code 701-258-0550 or 1-800-226-0550. Or you can text Todd at 701-226-8503.
800-228-0550.
We do have a call from Steve from Fargo. So, Steve, thank you for the call. We got a couple minutes. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. It's been a nice conversation with that gentleman, and I don't necessarily disagree with virtually everything he says, but my frustration is with the libertarians is that you cut off your nose to spite your face. You know, I'd love to have minimal government and massively reduce, you know, welfare and other programs, which, you know, are just forcing people down. And they drop into a hammock and start making bad decisions and get addicted to things and spiral out of control. And that's not, I'm not making that up. I mean, just look at what's happened to so many different groups of this country since 1964 when Lyndon Baines Johnson and Bobby Kennedy thought it was a good idea to pay people to do nothing. It's a train wreck. So I think many people agree on that. The dilemma is, if you won't go with a major party, hence the Republicans or the Democrats, when it comes down to these close elections, the Democrats end up winning. Heidi Heitkamp ends up going to the U.S. Senate. She's not a terrible person, but she votes pretty left-wing 80-90% of the time. So, and like I go to the post office and they'll have somebody there, you know, signing some petition for some, you know, far right group that's going to save the planet. And I always walk up to this, I haven't seen him in a while, but the last time I did it, it was, you know, probably during, you know, when Hillary, I can't remember who was running for president, but the bottom line is all you're doing by putting someone like that on the ballot is you're going to draw, what do they get? 4, 5, 6% of which probably two-thirds of that would go to the Republicans if they weren't on the ballot.
Sure. Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
So all they're doing is making the close races go to the Democrat, and in most cases the Democrat is somewhere between extremely liberal and socialist. You know, in the case of Barack Obama and others that think like him, put it this way, if Hillary Clinton had won and she put 3 or 4 justices on the Supreme Court, we would not have a country to save. It was so, that's how important this election was. And we could have lost it with a strong libertarian on there and would have taken this race. It scares me.
Yeah, because you're absolutely right about that. When it comes down to the numbers in North Dakota for president, it really didn't matter, but nationally it could have an impact. So, Steve, thanks for your comment. James from Otter Tail, Minnesota, hang tight. We're going to go to the break. When we come back, we'll take your question. This is Gary in studio with Renee Mitchell. What's on your mind? Stay with us.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Chuck Claremont, NDSC Executive Director, explaining why hands-on training is an important aspect to improving workplace safety in North Dakota.
When you can have hands-on training while you're preparing yourself for that potential incident to occur and you know exactly how to react to it, anytime you can have hands-on training as opposed to just in-classroom training, it surely it adds a lot as far as the recall and obviously the confidence to be able to perform those duties, especially in those high-risk areas like the oil and gas area, like the rescue area, like the construction industry. So you throw hands-on training in addition to blended learning where you're doing the classroom training. You throw those two things together, and it's been proven by studies how much more you can remember by doing hands-on and blended training.
Learn how the NDSC is making hands-on safety training accessible in North Dakota at www.ndsc.org/safetycampus.
Hey, royalty owners, listen up. Mark your calendars June 29th and 30th, Bismarck, North Dakota. It's the 5th Annual Oil and Gas Mineral Owners Convention, presented by the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Chapter. It's just $125 for non-members, $100 for members. Spouses, just $50 with an early bird rate if you get yours in before June 6th. Hotel rates at the Radisson Hotel, just $99 for the group rate. But hurry, these rates won't last long. As always, the presentations will offer important information on what is happening in North Dakota that affects mineral owners. Sessions on recent North Dakota mineral ownership issues, understanding income and expense on the royalty statements, and updates on the North Dakota oil transportation issues, too. June 29th and 30th, Bismarck, North Dakota. For reservations, call right now, 800-558-0557. Online at NARO-US.org. Or call 800-558-0557.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
My husband slept on a buckwheat hull pillow because he could not find a pillow he liked. Said he says she spent thousands of dollars trying pillows that did not work. I love the My Pillow and my husband loves it too, she says. After a couple of nights, he asked which pillow he was sleeping on. I said, My Pillow. And he said, why did it take so long to get this? Jackie said, this pillow saved me. I've had headaches and neck pain my whole adult life, but My Pillow has changed my life. I no longer wake up with headaches. I bought my whole family My Pillows, and they're loving it too. I'm Todd Mitchell, and here's my take. I am sleeping a lot better. I haven't had the insomnia that I had before my pillow came to my house and my bed in my head. And now that they have a My Pet pillow, my pets let me have my pillow. And they get there. And you know what? It makes a great gift, too. Graduations, going off to college. It might increase the grades. They're not making the claim. I'm just saying it might work. If you go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-506-9028, use the promo code Scott. Take advantage of Mike's four-pack special. Up to 50% off everything on MyPillow.com, but the Mike's four-pack special, two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. By the way, free shipping on orders over $100. Promo code Scott. Use it on whatever, because there's all kinds of good stuff. MyPillow.com or call 1-800-506-9028. Gary Amadeth, in for Scott Hennin today. What's in your mind?
Hey, Todd Mitchell. I'm in studio with Renee Mitchell. You guys both spell your last name the same. I know, Renee, your website for your photography is R-E-N-A-E Mitchell. Mm-hmm. That's double L. Mm-hmm. Todd, how do I spell Mitchell?
M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L.
You guys may be related, just don't know it.
You never know.
I somewhat doubt that since it's my ex-husband's last name.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'm done with me. I'm sorry. Good call, Gary.
Hey, we could still be related. It just would have nothing to do with the whole Mitchell
all
thing.
Related,
that's all.
So.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, you go back to Adam and Eve. I mean, we're all there, right?
Renee's website, and she's got incredible pictures up there, and it just dawned on me. But that's a good job, Gary. So anyway, we have James from Ottertail, Minnesota. Will, James, you got a question for us, libertarian.
Hi. I want to thank you, for all of you, for being a part of this program. I echo and really sound a lot of beliefs of the last caller we had, but for the sake, he really explained himself well. It's like you got to be either Republican or Democrat, love it or leave it, because of the things that happen, and it inevitably gives the vote or gives the biggest portion to the Democrats. My question is toward libertarian. I looked at it, let's say, 17 years ago, and there was a big proponent for libertarian and a speaker for that, and that was Bill Maher. And what really turned me off is he's basically an antichrist or very much against Christianity and almost satanic to the core with his jokes and the way he belittles Christian people. And I'm wondering, is all of libertarian like that, or is he just a bad spokesperson for the Libertarian Party? Another point is, I agree with the speaker, though, as far as our military. We're in, you know, Germany, France, South Korea, and everywhere. And, you know, I don't even think we should be probably in Syria. What is our interest in Syria, and what's our interest going back in Afghanistan? Take those boys back, and we wouldn't even have to build a wall. We'd have people to make America great and protect our own country. But what is the, I mean, in the Constitution, there really is not a separation of church and state. And our forefathers, George Washington, they wanted to make him a king because he was a great warrior. And he said, my only king is Jesus Christ. And he was, you know, a great person that formed our country. Our early forefathers that formed this country was of truth and of good values, which came from Christianity in the Bible. What is your say on that?
Christ. Well, I tend to be of the opinion that our forefathers understood that there was a divine being in charge. I wouldn't put them all in the Christian camp, but they all understood their place in the world and the role of faith in everything. And I think society is much better when people do that. And I'm that's probably why I tend to be more conservative on the Republican side, because I fall into that line. My wife always reminds me, and she just texts me to remind people that if you're not willing to be integrally involved in the process, we must be willing to be governed by our inferiors. And so that's really, really the case of why people need to be involved. And I think if you have a libertarian bent, Republican, even liberal, from a Democrat side, I think you ought to be involved in the process. That's what this country is about, and that's what's really important. James, thanks for your comment. We have Mark and Goodrich. Mark, go ahead.
Yes, good morning. I agree with the last two callers 100%. As a conservative, I believe we must be willing to pay the price for freedom and read the last paragraph of the Declaration of Independence where the signers pledge their honor, their lives, and their fortunes to the cause of freedom. And we as civilians need to recognize that cost. That just doesn't apply to those in the military fighting for our freedom. This is applies to civilians and conservatives like myself who need to make a sacrifice, stand up and take back our Republican Party and see that it represents the conservative values that this country was founded upon, Judeo-Christian principles, etc. But we need to recognize what something Rush Limbaugh talks about frequently is how Republican donors...
Hey, Mark, we have to go to the break. Thanks for your comments. We're going to be at a...
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
What happened? The question we asked in another of our series of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest episodes. Today's guest, Maxine Herr, a public information officer with Morton County. Maxine, tell us.
Social media made this happen. The scary thing was the amount of lies that could be posted on social media and go viral, and then trying to, as public information officers, to deal with that. That slick propaganda could be circulating, and we still have to pull the edge of the facts because that's the standard we do business. So I get pretty offended when I hear people say that the state or law enforcement was spinning a story. I just shake my head because we simply don't work that way. We work long hours to ensure we disseminated the facts. And, you know, when you're dealing with a group that prefers to work with an emotion or, you know, knee-jerk reactions, the half-truth is a real challenge. And we didn't stray from professionalism. It's law enforcement model that beautifully, and that's what emanated throughout the entire protest response team.
That's Maxine Herr, public information officer with Morton County. Another episode of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest is in the books. Keep listening for more right here.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.